getting sick of being threatened, and so more whistleblowers are coming out because they don't care anymore. And the answer to bring down corruption is for good men to stand up. The way you end up in tyranny is good men and women do nothing. Let's talk to Georgette in North Dakota. Thanks for holding, Georgette.
And I'd like to say thank you for smacking down Piers Morgan. That made the rest of my life.
People
that's
love great. That. They just love that. Yeah.
It's a great therapy. Now, about Benghazi, all of those politicians involved from the top and every one of them need to be made accountable to the law like everybody else. They should be fired. They should have their assets confiscated. They should be put in prison. And the public should not allow any false flag diversion, no matter how large, to take this blatant criminal activity off the radar and have it swept under the rug. We need to demand some real justice and the restoration of our freedom and civil liberties, because we are fed up with their phony wars on everything and their control over every aspect
absolutely.
Of our
life. You've got a bunch of different special interests fighting over control of the global government levers of dominance, and if they stage an attack or let an attack happen, or if they all get on the bandwagon and hype something, they can then attach the public purse. But they're going to destroy the country if it continues. And then they go, well, that's good, we'll bring in globalism. The truth is, freedom is the only security. And that's a decision the establishment needs to make. I mean, do they really want to play dictator? Because that's a very dangerous place to go. Thank you, Georgette. Great points. Richard in California, you're on the air.
Well, at the time, you called Ambassador Stevens a punk, so I'm thinking that you're kind of have strange bedfellows with Hillary Clinton there. But
I'm confused by what you're saying, and I'm calling for violence, too?
No, you just called Ambassador Stevens a punk.
Hold on just a minute. And I've also been in league with the Easter Bunny. No, I do think I'm probably going back from memory here. I'm not the one that ran Benghazi. Okay, so let's not distract off of that. I'm going to go back to you here in just a moment. Richard, or whatever your name is. But here's the issue. What I said is the punks and scum that think they're going to put Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to carry out massacres of innocent people, that it's going to come back and bite them in the butt someday. That's what I said day one about Benghazi.
No, he did it. He's a liar. I got the documents.
And that those people that were killed there were probably killed to cover up what was really going on there. Now, that's what I've been saying since day one. Now, should Obama be impeached for this? What do you think is going to happen? That's the question. It's not about me. I didn't run Benghazi. Go ahead.
Okay, I have the documents to play for you. But to answer your question, I think he gets away with it because of his support structure. People like him. He has a lot of people that are going to let him get away with anything. And so, you know, I think it's bad.
All right, I got a job. Thank you for the call. Well, let's go ahead. Now you heard it, folks. Now I killed the ambassador, basically. Let's go ahead and talk to Diane in Louisiana.
Another victorious call-in. So what happened was I went on the speakerphone so I could play the clip for him. But, as you can see, he was really rushed. It was right near the end of the show there. It was just like about two more callers or something like that. I think he took one or two. And so I couldn't, you know. But at least I got on. And I thought it was a good call in. And now I'm going to play for you what he actually said. Now you can know that Alex Jones is full of shit. And so let's just allow this a bit to pump up, because it's about 12 minutes into this video, so I'm queuing it up now. And this is one of the benefits of having my own website. I have the video now on my own website, hosted in a free speech zone out of the country, and so and they don't recognize DMCA complaints, so it's preserved here. And all right, I'm going to try to get it for you here in a minute.
They'll have, like, you know, just more. New York Times is proud.
Hold on.
Invested his money with the West and with Nicholas.
A couple, like a minute or two here. This is like a long video. Got to get. All right. I think I got it.
It's going to kill. Things. Then it can act. That's why some kind of. Okay. We told you all this was coming.
Okay.
The poor ambassador. We've got to fight Al-Qaeda now. They think you're so dumb that you won't even understand they put Al-Qaeda in.
at InfoWars.com and BrisBane.com are all reporting on it. Look at the photo. Was U.S. Ambassador lynched, is the Paul Joseph Watson question. And, yeah, he looks like he actually wasn't shot, as they're saying. Looks like he's pretty conscious in these photographs coming out. And some nice men have him there. Oh, you put over 40,000 to the sword, Ambassador, helping with McCain. And look what happened to you. There you go. And the jihadis are going to have some fun with you. Oh, man, talk about sick. But, hey, that's what it takes. I mean, you know, you're a tough guy soldier, man. You're in there putting Al-Qaeda in to rape and murder and kill everybody. And it blew back on you, didn't it, punk? Well, I'm not glad that guy's dead, but I tell you, he's a punk for putting Al-Qaeda in there to chop up those little kids with machetes. But I know they're just North Africans. You know, they're not humans. This guy's a human, according to the globalists. You know, he's been killed. It's just terrible.
So, there you go. There's more of the same. So he's basically, I guess, justifying the killing of Ambassador Stevens there, calling him a mass murderer, putting 40,000 people to the sword, blaming it on Stevens. I don't know if there's any facts to back that up. I'm sure the psycho fans would find him, but I've never heard of anything, any evidence to suggest that Stevens was a mass murderer. But that's what you do when someone gets killed, an ambassador, one of our State Department people. That's an American, and the rest of those guys are shitheaded dune coon ragheads who I don't give a shit about. They can all die as far as I'm concerned and be put in the pulper to make the deserts green, like Fulfill Fulford's dream. So I would trade 1 zillion shitheaded, ragheaded Muslim Arabs for one Ambassador Stevens, just because he's a white guy American, and he was trying to, you know, do something for the country, theoretically. I don't even know. But still, one American for all of Islam, I'll make that, I'll side on, the American, because I am American. That's all, for the moment at least. And so, Alex Jones denied that. And so probably I should have played it for him, but I think he would have disconnected me anyways for it. So, there you have it. The complete enchilada. I have the full video up at my website, altmedia.tv, if you want to listen to the whole thing. And he's in denial of what he said. And so, there you go. There's for all you Alex Jones psycho fans. And for all you people that are a little bit suspicious of Alex Jones, like I am. But, you know, I'm not a hater of Alex Jones. But I think he has to be pulled in the line, and nobody is capable of doing it except me, as it turns out. I thought Mark Dice was going to do it, and I could have backed off of it. But, you know, Mark Dice flip-flopped, basically was a bitch. And, Mark Schuldice. I'd like to pronounce him by his legal name, Mark Schuldice. That's all.